107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome to the studios John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum. John, it's good to see you. We've spoken on the phone so many times, finally got you in to the studio here.
For sure. Great to see you, Jamie, and thanks so much, as always, for having us in.
Let's talk about those banners that are up in downtown Stratford for anybody that hasn't had a chance to see them yet. They can see them, of course, this week. Very special banners.
Yeah, the Remembrance Day banner program is in its fourth year. The museum is really proud to have, you know, be the lead on this. There's other people involved, Lorena McKenna, of course, and the Stratford Royal Canadian Legion Branch 8. Doug Downey, the Image Factory, does a great job on the banners, and Lang Brothers puts them all up and takes them down for us for free. It's really a labor of love for the museum, where we have families come in and they'd say, I'd like to honor my dad, my grandfather, you know, my uncle, people, you know, or grandmother or mother. And the stories that go behind the banners are really amazing. Mm-hmm. And at some point, we're going to try and put something on our website where with each banner, there's a story that goes with it. Because the stories are fantastic. And as people get older, the ability to tell those stories and relay them and chronicle them starts to dissipate, obviously. But the banners uptown, you know, through the city of Stratford, we've put them up on downtown streets. And I just think they look great. Mm-hmm. As I drive through Southern Ontario, I see them in lots of other places and communities and, you know, Milverton and Harrison and places like that. And I'm really proud that Stratford has them as well.
Exactly. You can just take just a few moments just to walk through downtown Stratford, look up and just read those stories. And John, as you mentioned, there's just so many stories, so much background. Each story is individual for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we've, you know, with those pictures, you look at those pictures and you look at it and say, well, that guy's young. Mm. Or that, or, you know, what happened next? Or you read that he was at Passchendaele, or that he was, you know, doing bombing runs into Berlin, or that he was a Spitfire pilot. Like, think about Len Wilson, who I knew, it was a Spitfire pilot in the Battle of Britain. And you just, holy cow. Mm-hmm. And these are people you knew. And you think, wow, there was a lot going on.
From our community,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and very much. And I mean, Len Wilson used to come into the newsroom when I was at the Beacon Herald and brought in letters to the editor and would talk about things in politics. And then his son called me a couple months ago and said, well, I'd like to get a banner up for my dad, Len Wilson. I went, what? He said, yeah, he was a Spitfire pilot in the Battle of Britain. I went, holy cow. And it's we're so fortunate that we're in a position where we can do this. Mm-hmm. And we can do this project and really remember and recognize those contributions, and somehow I think this is a really good way to continue that. And we use the phrase all the time, lest we forget, and it's easy to say that, but to be able to do something about that, to prohibit or stop people from forgetting, or maybe enabling them to remember, I guess, mm-hmm. is better.
Yes, exactly.
And I just think it's a great program. We're really proud of it.
And there's new banners this year, we should mention, new ones that have been put up.
Yeah, so there's 13 more this year, which is a record for mm-hmm. us. So each year the interest increases. So we're at 37 now. Wow. You know, first year we did 7, and then, you know, 10, et cetera. And so 13 went up this year, including the first woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So how long are the banners up for? Obviously for this week,
sure. So they go up, what we talk about is Poppy Day. So it's the last Thursday of October, and then they roughly stay up to the end of November.
Okay, so you still got time to head downtown Stratford, look up, and just take in those stories, those very special banners. Stratford Perth Museum. Anything else going on there, John? Always stuff going on at the Perth Museum.
We opened July 28th after being closed since Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Christmas Eve, July 28th, we were shuttered. And it's been good. Mm-hmm. We've been really
busy.
We've had a good summer. Outdoor theater, the Players Backstage was really good for us. The Anne Frank exhibit, which we have until roughly March break, it's been excellent. We have guided tours for that, which is a new offering for us. And then our new Tom Patterson exhibit, Who Was Tom Patterson, which we opened in conjunction with the theater, with Tom Patterson Theater. So for all those people to go through that the new theater, and they walk out and say, well, who was Tom Patterson? Well, come on out to the museum. We'll tell you all about it.
And before we let you go, it sounds like the big car rally was a lot of fun. I think the weather held off that day, and it was a big time with the Rotary Club.
Yeah, so their Shine On Car Rally, the Dave Blackburn Memorial Car Rally that we do with them, is we do it the first Sunday of October, and it's another thing that's growing every year. Mm-hmm. It's got a real historical element to it, storytelling, and we've already marked down we're taking registrations first Sunday of October in 2022.
All right, we keep on keeping on. John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum. John, can we pass along the website for details?
Yeah, stratfordperthmuseum.ca.
John Kastner. Thanks again, John.
Thank you.